practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to gather around the radio with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast coming to you from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I am Pastor Gary Dahl, and I want to thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we gather together today to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, as indeed this is the Lord's Day. The day when Christians all around the world will be gathering together with others of like precious faith to honor, to adore, to worship, to exalt our wonderful God and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're going to begin the program this morning with a Christmas song entitled, O Come, All Ye Faithful. That's what this program is all about, to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. And I trust that you will do that not just during the Christmas time, but constantly, and particularly gather together with others of like precious faith on Sundays to worship the Lord. If you do not have a church to attend, I would invite you to visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, where we will have Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Our morning service is at 10:30, and our evening service will be tonight at 6 o'clock. This morning, during the morning service, I'm going to continue my Christmas series that's entitled In the Fullness of the Time, God Sent Forth Jesus. And today, we'll be focusing on the third message in that series, entitled In the Fullness of the Time, God Sent Forth Jesus with Promise, taken from Matthew chapter 1, verses 1 through 18. And then this evening, our children and youth ministries will be putting on their Christmas program at 6 o'clock, and we would invite you out for that as well. But I do want to look ahead a little bit to Christmas Eve, which this year, as every other year, is December the 24th. Because at 6 o'clock, we are going to be having our candlelight Christmas Eve service that, again, will go along with the theme, In the Fullness of the Time, God Sent Forth Jesus. But it's going to be candlelight, communion, and a great time as we fellowship in the Lord with Scripture, Christmas songs, a meditation from the Word of God. You'll not want to miss it. And so that will be at 6 o'clock on Christmas Eve, December the 24th, here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, and I would invite you to come on out and participate. If we can ever serve you spiritually, please don't hesitate to contact us. Our website is www.fbcaltoona.org, and there you can learn so much about our ministry. Over 30 ministries come out of this particular ministry, and you can see a lot of them on that website. You can also see our church schedule. But you see, our main concern is that you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. This time of the year, Christmas, is a good time to look upon Jesus and trust Him as your Savior if you've never done so before. And certainly that's needed because the Bible says that we've all sinned and have come short of the glory of God. And the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, which means to be delivered from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Jesus Christ alone. So make sure you know the Lord, and then during this time, give God the praise for what He's done for you. If you have a spiritual need or a prayer request, you can also call us at 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. You can call now if you want. There's no one in the office, but you can leave a voice message, and we would be more than happy, if it's a prayer request, to take your prayer request to God's throne of grace. And if it's a spiritual need that we can help you with, we would be delighted to do that as well. But thank you for being there by the radio. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Father, we come to you this morning thanking you and praising you for who you are and for all that you've done for us through the Lord Jesus Christ. This is a special time of year for those of us who know you, the time in which we are reminded that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, into the world so that through faith in Him, we might have life eternal and life abundant. And dear Lord, I pray for every person by the radio this morning. And if there's one who has not yet trusted Christ, I pray that today would be the time of salvation for them. But Lord, take this program today. Exalt yourself through it. Use it for your intended purpose, and we'll be careful to give you the praise and thanksgiving for what you will do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. One of my favorite Christmas songs is Angels We Have Heard on High. Let's listen to it right now. Thank you. From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to Micah chapter 5 and verse 2. Micah chapter 5 and verse 2, where the Word of God says, "But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting." From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, Micah chapter 5 and verse 2. Now, before I deliver a message entitled The Names of Our Lord, Part 2, let's listen to a short medley, O Come, Emmanuel, and Thou Didst Leave Thy Throne. Well, I trust you can say this morning that there's room in your heart for the Lord Jesus Christ. He came into the world to provide salvation for you, but for you to be able to have that salvation, you need to trust Him personally, and I would encourage you to do that. Last week, we began a series entitled The Names of Our Lord from Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25, and I'd like to read that passage of Scripture for you again this morning and then focus on the second name that we are going to be observing, and that is the name Emmanuel. Matthew chapter 1, beginning with verse 18, is where we find the Word of God saying, Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as His mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Now last week we noted the name of Jesus, as we see it there in verse 21. It says, And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And that's what the name Jesus means, the Lord is our salvation. And indeed, Christ Jesus came into the world to deliver us all from our sins. Today, we focus on verse 23, where it says, They shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. And when it says, They shall call his name Emmanuel, that basically speaks of those who are believers, those who have responded to the Lord Jesus Christ, simply because of the fact that that name, that word, Emmanuel, means simply God with us, God with us. And that's, of course, who Jesus Christ is. Now, first thing we need to recognize is that this is the fulfillment of a prophecy. Back in Isaiah chapter 7 and verse 14, some 742 years before the time of Christ, the Word of God says, Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. And so that was prophesied 742 years before it came into fulfillment, but it did indeed come into fulfillment in the person of the Virgin Mary, in the birth of the Lord Jesus, who was indeed God with us. And so what we see in that name of Christ is that he came into the world to reveal God to humanity. And only Jesus Christ could do that. Only Jesus Christ could do that simply because of the fact that Jesus Christ is God. Over in the Gospel of John, in the first chapter, we find these very familiar words, in verses 1, 2, and 3, where it says, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. And so we see there that as the term Word describes the Lord Jesus Christ, it clearly indicates that Jesus Christ is indeed the eternal Son of God. There are many people today who deny the eternal Son of God in the sense that that's who Jesus Christ is. There are some people who say that Jesus became the Son of God at his birth. There are some who say that he became the Son of God at his baptism. There are some who say he became the Son of God on the cross. But Jesus is the eternal Son of God, always has been the second part of the Holy Trinity, made up of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. But He, the Word of God, indeed is God. Jesus Christ is 100% God. But not only that, Jesus Christ is God with us. God with us. That's what Emmanuel means. It says, as we look at verse 23 again of Matthew 1, they shall call His name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. And we see once again in John chapter 1 how that has come into fruition. Go down to verse 14 of John chapter 1. It continues to talk about the Word. And it says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And so what we see is that Jesus Christ is God, and Jesus Christ was God with us. Now, somebody might ask the question, why did Jesus become a man? Why did Jesus come to the earth? Why was Jesus born in that cave and then placed into that manger? Well, certainly He did it to reveal God to us. You see, in the Old Testament, there was a lot of teaching about who God is and what God expects and how God operates. But people were not able to see God face to face as they did when Jesus Christ was here on the earth. And certainly we know that Jesus limited Himself to the glory that He presented. He limited Himself to the works that He did, but still God was seen through Him. Again, look at verse 14 of John 1. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And so as the Lord Jesus Christ was looked upon, He did reveal who God is. Now keep in mind that up until that point, anytime anybody saw anything about God, it was just a vision. It was just a dream. It was just a theophany. It was not the real presentation of God. But in Jesus Christ, God was completely seen. So Jesus was God with us to reveal who God is. But Jesus Christ is God with us also to die as a human being. To die as a human being. You see, when Jesus Christ came into this world, yes, He was 100% God, but He was also 100% man. When we turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, it tells us there that Jesus Christ, as 100% man, faced all the same temptations that you and I face, and yet He did not sin. You see, Jesus Christ could not have sinned. And He could not have sinned simply because of the fact that if He was going to be the perfect Redeemer, He had to go to the cross as 100% God, but also as 100% man. But He had to be perfect in both His divinity and humanity, and indeed He was. So His temptations that He faced were just as strong as yours and mine. The thing of it is, He did not yield to those temptations. But you see, when we turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 21, we see the teaching there that Jesus Christ came into the world to die as a human being for you and for me. It says, for He, that is God the Father, hath made Him, that is Jesus Christ, to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. Jesus knew no sin, but He bore all of your sin, all of my sin, in His body, on that cross, so that through faith in Him, we might have a perfect sacrifice for our sin, and we might have a perfect salvation through a perfect Savior. I trust today that you can say that you've trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior. Yes, He is Emmanuel, God with us. In Jesus Christ, we see everything that God is. But also in Jesus Christ, we see a Savior. We see a salvation, and that salvation is for you. If you've not yet trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, I would encourage you right now to call upon the name of the Lord Jesus. Ask Him to save you, and He will. And then contact us here at the Faith Baptist Church, and we will send you information that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. Until I greet you once again by Wave Radio, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for remember, Jesus could come again today. Amen. Amen.
Okay, let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbclaltuna.org. That's www.fbclaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dahl and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.